Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast, speaking to Dr. Lisa Richardson. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing great, and how are you?
Okay, good. You're the director of the CDC's Division of Cancer Prevention and Control, and that's an important job. Thank you for doing that kind of work. And we're going to talk about serious concerns during the pandemic with those patients that are being treated for cancer and the people around them as well, and how to deal with all of this. So maybe give us an idea of someone that has cancer and has, you know, a weakened, I guess, body, how are they dealing with this kind of pandemic scenario?
So you're right. People who've had cancer or are being treated for cancer, their immune system is depressed, which means they can't fight off the infections like the coronavirus. And so what we recommend that people do to keep themselves as healthy as possible is to be vigilant about cleaning your hands. It sounds kind of simple, but for whatever reason, we have to continuously remind ourselves to do that. To avoid leaving home as much as possible, that is to protect yourself from getting sick from someone else unknowingly. Stay at least 6 feet apart from people. And also watch out for fever. If you're getting chemotherapy and your temperature is higher than 100.4, you should call your provider. And the reason for that is that it is it can be a medical emergency if your white count is low and you get an infection because your body can't fight that. And so that's why we recommend that you call someone, your healthcare provider, immediately if you have a temperature, a fever.
Is an infection and bacteria, are they related?
Yes, sir. So right now, the infection that's causing the problem during the pandemic is coronavirus, and that's a virus. Bacteria, usually when people are getting chemotherapy, the bacteria are the biggest problem, which you know, that's why they give antibiotics. But yes, the agents that make you sick are bacteria and viruses and sometimes fungus, yes.
Okay. How about the survivors of the, you know, people, you know, they've worked through it, they still have to be vigilant?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And how about the people around them? What do you think about that? The care keepers, the caregivers.
So CDC recommends that caregivers, you know, follow the same recommendations and to be more vigilant with taking care of cancer patients, their friends, their family. And so, yes, wash your hands again. If someone gets sick with coronavirus in the home that's taking care of the cancer patient, they should isolate themselves away from the person. And if possible, bring someone in, someone else to come in and help take care of them, because you really don't want someone with cancer getting treated to get this virus, because the outcomes are usually worse.
Uh-huh. All righty. What are some other thoughts here in this at this time that the CDC and yourself that you see in the front line here, because you're on the front line, and I thank you for being a hero.
Thank you.
What do you see here that we can do better, let's say?
So I think, you know, I can't say that we do better, but just that we do what we can do or what we know works. As you said earlier, as when I was talking as well, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. I cannot express how important that is. If someone is sick, stay away from them. And if you're getting treatment, you should definitely take your temperature at least once a day to see what it is, and if it is higher than 100.4, to call your provider right away.
What do you think about, I know my own scenario here, being, you know, quarantined like most, you know, I'm using more bleach, you know, detergent and cleaning everything off, and I feel like I've been smelling so much of that I've, you know, my head's starting to spin.
Yeah.
Is that healthy?
Well, I don't know. Well, it is healthy in the sense that you should be cleaning surfaces, but you only need to do it once a day if you're not leaving the house. So you want to be your surfaces to be clean I think where people have been getting into trouble is when they start mixing three or four cleaning products together. That's where the real problem has been. Not if you just use, let's say you use Lysol and you clean with that, that's fine.
Uh-huh. I'm a, you know, when I go out, and then I come back in, besides, you know, holding something to open up the doors and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then immediately, you know, wash my hands. But I use some of that Lysol on everything. I actually even use it on my N95 mask. I don't know if that's sensible.
Well, I'm not sure. I think if you want to go and you want more information on that, you can go to the cdc.gov/coronavirus, and there are some recommendations on there about how to clean different products around your house and what to use to clean them.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Cancer is really still the leading, is it at least still the leading cause of death in America?
Well, right now, the last statistics we got is the second leading cause. So heart disease is still takes more people die from that than cancer.
From your, you know, long-term knowledge here, being involved with this a long time in your research, I guess, breast cancer.
Yes.
What are some things that you think people can do to avoid it, getting cancer?
Well, thanks for asking the question.
Mind.
I love that question.
Okay. All right. Good. Because unfortunately, I have melanoma personally.
Hello?
Yeah. I have melanoma myself. So cancer is concerning to me. As well as so many of my friends and family. So what can people do?
So there are several things you can do. Most of them are hard because we just, you know, we have a hard time doing them. But, you know, some of the risk factors for cancer is a lack of physical activity so people can move more. The diet, what types of things are you eating? Fresh fruits and vegetables are always better than not. And if you smoke, quit smoking. That is still the number one cause of cancer, and the number one cause of death from cancer is cigarettes and people who smoke and the cancers that they get. A couple other things that we've realized in the last few years is too much alcohol, you know, people drinking too much alcohol, sun exposure, those types of things. So, yeah, there are tons of things you can do. And obviously, you get your cancer screening test when you're, you know, the appropriate age. But like I said, those things I just mentioned are very hard to do. Physical activity, if you smoke, nicotine is addicting, so you need help to get off of the cigarettes, and eating a healthy diet are the main things that you can do.
What does that, I mean, exercise, everybody a lot of often says that, you know, exercise is so good for you. Why is it good for you?
Well, I tell you, it looks, well, the theory is, which I believe, I finally believed it myself so I could get active, I'm a skeptic as well, is that it lowers the, it improves, so there's something called insulin resistance. You know, it's usually people think of it being associated with diabetes, but it also causes inflammation in the body when you become insulin resistant. And so exercise improves that. It makes that resistance go lower. It lowers the amount of inflammation that you have, and it lowers the risk of cancer. So that's why we recommend physical activity. And physical activity, when you say exercise, you know, some people think you have to go to a gym. I mean, physical activity right now, the last paper I saw last month is if you take at least 6,000 to 8,000 steps a day, you lower your risk for getting cancer and other chronic conditions. So it is something everybody can do regardless, you know, of your income status or where you live. So, but it's hard. I get it. And it's hard to convince people that it's something they need to do. But you don't need a gym membership to be physically active. You just need to, you know, get out and go for a walk. That's what a lot of people
do. Go for it.
Yeah.
You got to go for it.
Yes.
You got to do it.
Well, no, I mean, it really is. You have to, there is no dropping down from heaven. You have to get up and do it. Yes.
All righty. We're real involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace, okay? And we do
excellent.
Events
excellent.
Mm-hmm. in Times Square and Central Park and so on, and trying to have a big party worldwide. Everybody just hug each other. for a long time, we're involved with this peace outreach. And I've asked many people, what is peace for them? Dr. Richardson, if you don't mind, what's peace for you?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a hard one, but peace for me is everybody having what they need, you know, to have a normal, healthy life. That's peace to me.
That's beautiful. It's the perfect answer for someone like you.